basically just a turbocharged tutorial with me and Sarah to bounce off some ideas. If you've got ideas and you've got a theme, then we're here just to sort of help you lift that or give you ideas if you're struggling.
Yeah, I think I've got like, it's kind of hard to describe. I've got like loads of like smaller ideas, like stuff that can be explored, but like kind of like an umbrella sort of theme for all of it. It's like a bit. Yeah, so I've done that final mood board and I've basically just been taking loads and loads of notes that I need to write up.
So have you done any visuals of all the little mini ideas?
No, I haven't done that yet. That's why I wanted to like
have okay, this so first. Slightly, the only reason I'm going to say, you know, slightly problematic is we're visual people. Practitioners. As much as you saying stuff to me, I'm not very good at generating
a visual.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah.
So really, that's probably why already you're like, I think they're just side sheets. It's main, because you actually have to commit and create the kind of visual, the visual storylines for each of the little pockets.
Unless you've got anything in there that sort of backs it up at all in your sketchbook.
No, that's like the sort of main.
Okay.
Well, let's go off this main idea. Yeah. And we'll try and talk about the offshoots, but I'm probably going to say to you after this, go and mood board the F out of these side shoots. Like, show us.
I
just
wanted to sort of like do this first to see like how it fares, really.
So we're going to play a game. Me and Sarah are just going to look at this, and we're going to just guess what we think this tells us.
Okay, I don't know what this is.
So I'm seeing a contrasting colour palette of red and sort of blue. I'm seeing a crossover sort of where purple, so, you know, I can see the word consumption and internet. I don't know what arg means.
Me either.
I don't know what anemia means.
I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
I see nostalgia.
So
perhaps it's like childhood games online.
Is it a warning about this is what I mean about
no what do you call it?
That's a virus.
Virus, yes.
Is this about technology, adapting, getting best smarter?
That's sort of like, I wanted to go kind of the route of like technology and nostalgia and thinking about previous iterations. And there was like this whole thing of like my generation being digital natives, like the people who've grown up with it.
Yeah.
And so I kind of like, because the images at the bottom were taken from, I just found them from like a book in a library. And when I looked at them, I immediately went, oh, this is an old like Windows XP home screen. Like immediately I had that like link in my head.
Yeah.
So I've kind of built it off that. And like some of the words like ARG is, it stands for alternate reality game. And I was like trying to think, cause like in the previous projects, I was always saying like how like I needed to do it more like analog to combine with digital and just like mix it up really.
Yeah, I think it's the theme, Louis. You know, it's like, so if you were to put it into a nutshell from this board, what is the theme?
I'd probably say that internet and nostalgia is the main overarching sort of.
But what do you mean internet and nostalgia? Like the internet's a nostalgic thing to think of?
Yeah, I think.
Or the internet, you go on the internet to find nostalgia?
It was sort of that, and I was talking with Lisa earlier, sort of with the ARG thing, it's basically a way of storytelling like across multiple platforms.
Okay.
And so I think of like the internet as like in a similar way, because it's basically just loads and loads of content with no filter whatsoever. And so you're basically kind of holiday like piecing together information to find a bigger picture, and then also like linking that back to like different mediums and going across.
So how does this manifest then as a theme though, you know, like it's if you've got your end show, your people are walking by, is it something you want to pull people in and they immerse in?
Yeah, I want it to be like,
or you're wanting to give them a message or a protest or
more of like an interactive thing, like when we were in London.
So like an installation.
So that makes more sense when I sort of think that this is a bit more immersive and interactive, because I'm seeing these things that are making me want to interact.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I'll be honest at the moment, Louis, I'm totally confused.
I am a little lost too.
Like I you
but
know,
then
again,
maybe that's a generation thing.
Or maybe that's the intent.
Yeah.
There's no problem with that. But I'm like, consumption, which means to me about how we consume.
Mm.
Nostalgia then makes me feel like what I think of when I think of, like, you know, the past.
Mm.
So how I consume and how I think of the past kind of jars a bit. Right. You know, I start thinking, because you pick these key words, you know, so this is the manipulation. So then I start thinking, is it how much I like sort of consume nostalgia and how obsessed people are about nostalgia and thinking about the past because they're so unhappy with the present day and the future?
Yeah,
they're
sort of the enemy word I can't pronounce. Yeah. So that's basically, it basically means like, nostalgia for something that you didn't experience, or nostalgia for something that like wasn't real. And the whole like consumption thing was like, the internet is just so much that you consume it's so much
information consumption,
like,
is that what you mean?
It's just sort of like overloads of information.
Okay.
And sort of still being nostalgic for that time when not knowing like what was really real or not, you know, sort of.
Yeah, like, have you got any films or like, you see, the thing is, I think with this, that, you know, that what would help pin this down is if there's like, you know, some background, like stuff like there's films that have covered this kind of subject, you know, and like some
Back
or directors, or, you know, is this, you know, like hackers, you know, like sort of people getting into systems.
There
or
are some sort of stories.
The Matrix.
Similar to this. There was one, it was like this big international thing, a group, and they used like an image of like an insect. And they put these posters all around the globe, and it was really convoluted. But basically, it's like you scan the image, it leads to a code, it leads to a website, and there's this massive sort of big internet mystery of like, we're trying to recruit intelligent people.
Okay,
and it's like hackers sort of going into it.
See, that to me is quite exciting and appealing, that you're creating a body of work where people amass themselves, and they have to do something. So it's almost like, you know, a game. Like to get in the in-art, you've got to download this, but you make them, you take them across a digital
that's
landscape.
What I mean, it's like using the sort of like the whole techie theme as like a backdrop
so that I think is a very good idea. I think you've got to think of a theme though. This isn't a theme, this is more like the process that you, not the fit, you know, like, it's like, the, you know, what type of quiz game, you know, like what information? Is it going to be, is it all about sort of reds and blues and light and stuff? Or is it, you know, like, that's
right,
what I mean.
Yeah,
like, what,
I get what you mean.
Like, it's where you're taking us. Like, this is like a, it's almost like you've got the mechanic of it. You've got the machine. But what are we putting through the machine? Like, you know, what are we... What's the outcome, you know? Is it, you know, you know, like, what is the person going to get out of it, you know? Because the person in the story you just told me, it's about sort of this convoluted way of finding the best people.
Yeah.
So if you're applying that, what would you like to get out of the people in your show?
Yeah, I get what you mean. Maybe sort of, because I think that having it interactive is definitely sort of the aim. So maybe some sort of like retrospective type thing, like about the internet and like technology, like,
because a lot of the adults will be there and remember when the internet didn't exist.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to remember your audience as well. Like, so a lot of people won't feel the way about the internet, you know, that maybe your generation do. Like, you're making these like observations of like, it's completely unfiltered, blah 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 blah, which is great. But, you know, maybe the first years don't think that. First years think that's all fact.
Right.
You know, and they're self-diagnosing. You know, there's that age group where it's like, well, I've looked this up and blah, 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 I'm this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which is really frustrating, you know, because you're like, you've just got that off the internet, which is unfiltered.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, is it a warning? Is it to share information? You know, like, what do you want to get out of it?
I think just sort of like sharing information and like,
okay, so
demonstrating like the different types of sort of like storytelling.
Okay,
like across the medium.
But so we will need a story then.
Yes. Yeah, I get what you mean.
And that's what I mean about the theme. It's like, where's the, you know, it's like the pearl in the oyster. We need the chunk that's like.
Yeah.
Is it going to be, you know, like, if it, you know, like, you're going to go down sort of an illustrative sort of like narrative sort of thing and some creative writing and write a story first, then create the character and the imagery or the game around it.
Right.
And then apply it then as this sort of, then start making it as a game.
Yeah.
You know, I think, Louis, my advice for you at this point is that you're going to need to do some more thinking on this and research. You know, I wouldn't worry at this point because you've there's an idea here.
Yeah.
But I don't think you've given it, and we're not at that stage yet where we can turn it into something really practical.
Follow.
You know, so I kind of feel like, you know, maybe some, I don't know, like, you know, again, some research on, you know, the internet in general, the policing of the internet, what the dark net is.
Yeah.
Then, like, maybe looking at these games like Blue Whale and all those, you know, bizarre things going all across.
Sort of niches, with,
yeah, where kids were like, oh, I'm going to kill myself because the game says. Like, which, like, as adults, we do not understand, but. Well, not as adults, but, you know, as people not having the internet. But, you know, somebody that's native, obviously, you know, the fact that it became such a sort of anti-popular thing and
it's
happening and being warned in the schools shows that these games go on. So it's kind of like, are you going to create a game?
Almost, I think. Just sort of the way that people would interact with it could be like game-like. They're the ones sort of piecing it together.
Yes.
So then, like, here's part one, part two, part three.
Totally. So you're like basically the almost like the orchestra.
Yeah.
So if you think of yourself as the guy in Saw.
Yeah.
And you're making a game to test people using digital formats.
Yeah. And that's a way for it to be immersive.
Yeah.
Well, there's the idea.
Yeah.
You're making a game.
Yeah.
You've just got to work out, what do I want them to learn in this game?
Yeah.
Do I want them to learn about themselves? Do I want to teach them a lesson? Do I want them to just sort of enjoy the experience? Am I just opening their eyes to actually, I've just led them through.
It could just be informative
stuff. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, listen, again, if you go away and thinking, like, oh, I've got to make a game, I don't want to make. Don't, you know, this is just what we're going from this and this. And when I look at this, this does look quite gamey. You know, when I walk past those, you know, like those, now that, you know, we used to have Funland when I was younger, and it was like, you know, it was a place where it was all like games and
arcade games
and things like that. Obviously, they all died a death, but then I saw the, you know, there was one on Columbary for gamers that you could just go in and, I don't know, like, because I would never go in that place now. But, you know, it's like you can go and game. You know, you can go in London and go and go to these places and game, you know. So it's almost like researching those and being like, how do they work?
Right,
you know, are you going to create an actual, like, room with a seat that people sit in and have to do stuff, like, on? Or is it all going to just be information surrounding it and, like, a little magazine?
I was thinking more so, like, you have, like, different parts of information scattered around, and it's almost kind of like a treasure hunt where, like, you have, like, hints that lead on to, like, different parts.
Oh, there's your game.
Yeah.
That could be your game.
Yeah.
That's easier than making a digital game.
Yeah. Like, I could, like, involve some digital things, like, I don't know, like, obviously the fine tunes of it, but, like, using, like, QR codes to go on, because there's, like, free website hosting platforms.
There's your clue.
Yeah,
to then go and find the next clue.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I love that. That's what I mean, and this is what I mean. We're trying to. This is starting to get a bit more, like, there's a bit more, you know, gravitas now happening. But when you, you know, like, but then you've got to start thinking, well, how do you get people to interact with it? Do they have to have their phones? Do they have to have, like, certain digital things? Or are you going to provide,
right,
like, with, like, you know, the thing that they go around and do the scavenger hunt on?
The phones might be a good one, because everybody's got phones.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going somewhere, you have a phone, basically.
Yeah, so you could put, you know, it could all be about QR codes, and when they scan, a new part of the image comes
up. Yeah, I thought it would be, like, really interesting. Is like, say you have something mounted on a wall, and it has, like, a QR code, and, like, obviously when you have your phone, you look down, so, like, what if there's, like, something on the floor as well? So, like,
so it's sort of hidden.
Well, totally. But
I like
what
that.
I would like you to do then is go away, think about all of this, maybe re-listen to this conversation, you know, and come up with some new mood boards.
Right,
or visuals. Just so it's a bit clearer in your head.
Yes.
Like, so I would, for instance, go in and explore online gaming, as in not the games and like that, but I mean ones that are, like, a bit more interactive, you know, types of games. What a game is. you know, what type skins? Because I know, like, they used to do these books when I was younger as well, and it was like you had to have dice. No one ever had the dice.
Oh, D&D.
But it was like, you know, throw the dice. If you throw like 5, turn to page 72. Like if you throw an even, page 63. Yeah. It was scenarios.
And that could be relevant to your scan the QR code and then
the consumption thing there.
Mm.
You know, and that's what I mean. Like by researching all the ways games, platform games and games work and board games and digital games and quizzes and things like that, that you then create like almost the ultimate game.
Yeah.
And then it's up to you whether you want to have a darkness to it. Or you make it really light.
Yeah.
You know?
No, there was, like, looking into, there's, like, a kind of, like, a lot of overlap between, like, the ARG, like, the interactive games and, like, these, like, weird internet mysteries. There's, like, a lot of, like, I came across, like, analog horror, which is, like, you know, like, Blair Witch, where it's, like, all shot on video camera, it's, like, made to believe it's real.
Yeah.
There's, like, a lot of those, like, stories on the internet. There's, like, where it's all presented as, like, factual information. They people make it look like old VHS tapes of, like, here's a virus that happened in America, you know?
I've got a guy I follow on Instagram that just blows out, like, you know, like, he'll show the video and then he's like, no, what this is there was a girl like that, look at my eyes changing colour in the light. And then he's like, no, it's actually it's a contact lens.
Just outing people.
Yeah, you know, like, he's just cutting down with facts.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, there's worms all over the cars again. He's like, no, this is a seed pod off a certain tree. You know, blowing out.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. You've got to think, do I want to be blowing out, like, getting rid of, you know, lies and, you know, things like, what's the prize? You know, the prize is that you're teaching people that don't believe everything you read. This was all a lie. I have just manipulated you.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's so a good, kind of like really misinformation good aspect as well. Yeah.
You know, you've got to decide, is it going to be like, yeah, well done, you've solved the prize. Yeah, you get 5 points and take these sweets. You
yeah,
know,
right.
Really naff. Boring. Mm. Or I've actually just manipulated 45 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
Like what the internet does.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. How much time do you waste on the internet?
Yeah, and then back to, like, the consumption thing about you've done all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lesson. I've just made you do this. Mm. You've never even seen me. You don't even know who I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Just because you've only got the one board, Louis.
Mm.
So I will sort of, if you're looking through this self-assessment sheet we're going to go through, there's a few jobs. So I would say be careful of your time management at this point.
Yeah.
I was kind of, you know, like, we're kind of expecting this point, not just one refined, I'm kind of expecting sort of two or three refined and about three or four of just all the ideas from London. Like, where's all your London?
Oh, I have my London ones.
At Showers, nice, you know? Cause
I just, like, organise them by, like, sort of, like, visit.
Yeah, good.
So, like, that's the table. That's one.
You are organised.
I know, I love your organisation.
I know, see, I'd put everything on a mumble jumble contact sheet.
Yeah. And that's just the Tate Modern one, and after that, there's, I think.
So, was there anything in London that inspired this?
A little bit. There was the one, I haven't done a page about it yet. An exhibition we went to after, like, the V&A Natural History Museum. Where it was like you walked into, like, a bedroom and there was, like, a massive video playing and there's, like, loads of beds, and I think just sort of having that, like, immersion.
So really,
like, that atmosphere was quite.
So that's really what we should have had, like, a mood board, like, what immersive art is.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you're understanding then, right? Okay, if I want to create an immersive art, oh, okay, it involves props. Oh, it involves lighting
and sound.
Oh, it involves sound. Oh, it involves a room. Oh, it involves digital. You know, because if you're going to do something like that, you need to really be on it here, because the rooms are pretty basic. You've got to get Andy to support you to make the props if you're having stuff. You need Ben to do all the electrics. You know, it's big jobs. So, you know, the sooner you've kind of done maquettes and made little experiments as we go along and you really know what you're doing, you know, so that it's just an attack.
Yeah.
And you're like, boom, 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 I know what I'm doing at that point. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to.
Yeah, I know. I was just looking at this.
Cray, cray.
We're going to have to tell them it's tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have to just move it all on. Apologies. Louis, I love this idea.
Yeah.
I just really would say do a bit more research.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do some more consolidation and get some clear ideas on, you know, the game. And that's what I mean, reference Saw.
Yeah.
Reference these sick people that make people do these games. you know, because you know, a lot of them, it's like, you know, even like things like Battle Royale and Hunger Games. It's a game for entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to make you do all these things, and you know, if you die, you die. The winner wins, you know. All plays into this because there's something about humans where we like
sort of like finding out a mystery and like that.
Yeah,
sort
and seeing
pulls
people
you
like,
in.
I
yeah.
don't know why, and people love seeing people like fight to the death.
Yeah,
you know, so go away, think about these, lock onto this, and then you know, we'll speak again next week.